Local people, local stories. From KYW News Radio, this is the All Local.
From the Delaware Valley Honda Studios, get a deal you'll like on a Honda you'll love. I'm KYW News Radio's Nigel Thompson, and here's what's happening. Police are investigating this morning's shooting death of a star student athlete at Philadelphia's Fells High School. We get the story from KYW education reporter Mike DiNardo.
17-year-old Noah Scurry was with his mother getting into a car to go to school when he was shot and killed around 7:15 a.m. It happened in the alley behind his house on Rohrer Street in Feltonville. Scurry played on the Fells High basketball team, says district spokeswoman Monique Braxton.
The principal, the coaches, they're distraught, along with his classmates.
The basketball team has canceled games for the rest of the week. Braxton says the student had also scored among the highest at the school on the SAT tests.
Folks here at Fells are at a loss for why someone would target him.
In a letter to the school community, Fells principal Melissa Rasper said, "Death is rarely something that is easy to accept, especially when it involves a young person." Counselors from the district's crisis response team will be on hand to help students process and grieve.
A 41-year-old Chester County man is sentenced to decades in prison after he was convicted of repeatedly raping and sexually abusing a child over the course of 9 years. KYW Suburban Bureau Chief Jim Melwert reports.
Osino Ochoa Mena from Westchester sentenced to 40 to 80 years in prison for sexually abusing a girl starting when she was 5 years old until she was 14. Chester County DA Christopher Deborenis Arobe.
The defendant really was proven at trial to systematically and repeatedly rape the victim for a period of roughly 9 years. And any time he had even just a few minutes alone with the victim, he would sexually assault her.
Ochoa Mena was convicted of more than a dozen charges, including two counts of rape of a child. Deborenis Arobe calls it a de facto life sentence thanks to the work by investigators and the courage of the child.
Any victim here is incredibly courageous to come forward and to tell their story in front of a jury. And we're really grateful that the victim did that in this case because she stopped a child predator from abusing other children in the future.
A court-approved operation that allowed the FBI to identify and remotely delete malware from thousands of computers over the past several months was announced today in Philadelphia. KYW's John McDevitt reports the malware was used by China-backed hackers to steal information from computers around the world, including here in Pennsylvania.
The U.S. Attorney's Office in the Eastern District of Pennsylvania says the malware called PlugX infected thousands of Windows-based computers, including many home computers, over the course of a decade. According to court documents, the People's Republic of China paid the Mustang Panda Group to develop the malware so hackers could collect data from computers in the U.S., Europe, and in Asia. The FBI obtained 9 warrants from August of last year to January 3rd of this year to delete PlugX from 4,258 U.S. computers. If the malware was removed from your computer, the FBI will be alerting you through your service provider. The FBI is continuing to monitor Mustang's Panda's computer intrusions. John McDevitt, KYW News Radio 103.9 FM.
It's National Blood Donor Month, and there's a persisting shortage when it comes to the nation's blood supply. KYW Sheridan Howard reports there's an even greater need impacting millions of people in our country and city, the need for diversity in blood donations.
According to the National Heart, Lung, and Blood Institute, 40% of the United States population is eligible to donate blood, but only 3% do. Then throw in the seasonal barriers to donating, like the flu, circulating viruses, and natural disasters. Dr. Runchet with the Institute explains, all of these factors add up to the continued shortage of blood, but there's an even greater lack, diversity.
Research shows that less than 20% of blood donations come from communities of color. So some patients have rare blood type that should be matched very closely to reduce the risk of blood complications.
He says in cities like Philadelphia with a large population of people of color and diseases like sickle cell, he says, diversity plays a key role.
And we are more likely to find a compatible blood match from a blood donor of the same race or ethnicity. Sometimes there are proteins on the blood cell that are matched more closely.
Shet says for trauma patients, even a moment matters. Just a 1 minute delay increases the chance of death by at least 5%.
That's the All Local. I'm Nigel Thompson. Listen live anytime on the Odyssey app and on your smart speaker. Just say, play KYW News Radio.
The All Local is sponsored by your Delaware Valley Honda dealers. There's nothing quite like the Honda Accord Hybrid and the CR-V Hybrid when it comes to exhilarating efficiency. With hybrid technology and thrilling capability, these vehicles deliver an electrifying performance on every drive. Redefine your driving experience with Honda. Contact your local Honda dealer today about the Honda Accord Hybrid and the CR-V Hybrid.